Hey you, I got a question for you. What are you doing in June? Specifically, the 10th to the 14th. Well, if you're wondering why I'm asking you this, it's because I've got my next Mexico retreat happening in Tulum in Mexico for 4 nights, 5 days this June. Now, this whole event will be like being my best friend because we're going to be hanging out in 5-star luxury. This retreat is all about embodiment. It's about rapid growth using transformational human design and at the same time, living in the lap of luxury. So spend 5 days with me in an intimate setting, discovering your purpose, sitting poolside, having deep conversations and connecting with like-minded people who will become your lifelong friends. And honestly, it's like being my best friend for a week. So if you're curious, it's important that you know if you join before April 22nd, you'll get 1 month free in HDX. And the next 4 people who join are going to get a free 60-minute unpack session with one of my extraordinary coaches. Sound good? Well, it really is that good. At the end of the day, I want to spend this time with you deep diving into your human design while having the greatest transformations and breakthroughs of your life. And let's be honest, probably mine too. See you in Tulum. Hey everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks where I show you exactly how to live your design. Hey, hey, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. I am very excited to be here with you. And it's just you and me. Just you and me today. So today what I actually want to do for you is I want to run a little bit of a session for you. So go and get yourself a piece of paper and a pen or get your journal out, pause the podcast for just a moment and then get ready because I want to take you through a session today or at least a number of questions that are going to help you to reconnect to your self-worth. For me personally, since we've changed time zones, so we've moved from the Northern Territory where we were half an hour behind our normal time zone, so our New South Wales time zone, into Western Australia. So we're now 3 hours behind, and with the time changes and everything. And because we're here for not long, I made the decision not to shift my diary, meaning that I literally will run my first call of the day at 6 a.m. I'm already up at 5 o'clock every morning anyway, but that shift of just being like, yeah, I'll be fine. I'll be finished early, then I can go and play. It'll work out. It's not for long. As you may be able to tell, kind of kicked me in the butt because I've ended up with a bit of a head cold. Because of course I would start calls at 6 a.m. and then keep working until 5 o'clock in the afternoon instead of finishing it, at 2. But it is what it is, right? We live and we learn. I'm a line 3. What can I say? So one of the things when I feel like I get a little bit derailed, one of the first places I start is always with self-love. Okay. And self-love, you know, you hear me talk about this quite a bit and I will often be like, it's not all bloody bubble baths and getting your nails done. And it really isn't. For me, self-love is something, and that's good. Don't get me wrong. Like if you love a bubble bath, I'm a person that if I run myself a bubble bath and I'll get all the candles and I'll, you know, have the crystals and I'll get my book ready or I'll listen to something and I'll have music or whatever it is. And I get in and I'm literally there for like 3 minutes and go, it's too hot. I'm getting out. So bubble baths kind of aren't my thing, but you know, massages or whatever it is, like taking time out is really important. Today, though, what I really want to do is I want to tap back into really having a look at self-love and your daily routine and the way you treat yourself on the daily, because this is where we can have some massive impact on the way we feel and specifically the way we see the world. So I want to take you through this process that I've just been reinvesting in, because it's simple, but it's profound, and it's really going to be able to support you. So first thing I want you to do is I want you to ask yourself the question, how do I start my day? Okay, how do I start my day? So it'd be cool if you pressed pause before you got any more information on that, because what comes up is often coming from our unconscious mind, and it's going to help us make what's unconscious conscious. So don't think about it. Just answer the question. So press pause now. What I really want you to have a look at is, once that moment of consciousness appears for you, so your eyes are still closed, you're in bed, and all of a sudden you're aware that you're awake, what happens next? This is what I want you to become really aware of or conscious of, because often what happens, and I know what was happening for me, I was like, oh my God, okay, I've got an hour. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. Oh my God, I feel shit. Oh, I'm so tired. Oh my God, I don't want to do this. Or, oh my God, I have to get out of the van to go to the toilet. So become aware of how your mind starts to operate when you become consciously aware in the morning, before your eyes have even opened. Because one of the things that you're doing in that moment is you're really setting up yourself for the day. Okay. You're really setting your reticular activating system on what you unconsciously are focusing on. Okay. So if you're focusing on something that I will often, in my default not self shadow, will focus on, for me, is time. Okay. So I will all of a sudden be in a hurry. Pay attention to those things. Okay. And what I want you to do is I actually want you to write all those things out, and especially the things that are unresourceful and not serving you. And I want you to go and do forgiveness on them. Okay. Go and do some forgiveness work on them, or let yourself feel them and ask yourself, are these things serving me? And when it's a clear no, not serving me, just let them go. What I want you to then set the intention of is, the next question is, how specifically do I want to start my day? What would feel really good for you? So first, I want you just to press pause and answer that question before I add anything to it. So press pause. And what I want you to be thinking about is the feeling you want to feel throughout the day. And this is where self-love comes into it. Because for me, this is where I believe all of us needs to invest our self-love. So the first thing that I recommend anyone does at this time of the day, you've become consciously aware that you're awake, and you want to do something, like, one thing I'll do is I will literally wrap my arms around myself and say, oh my God, I love you so much. Oh, and I just will have a big cuddle with myself. Now, I have a lot of tribal circuitry, especially the 3740, meaning that being tactile and, you know, physical touch is really important to me. And this is, you know, whether this is all tribal circuitry, touch is pretty important, but some of them it's a bit more important, or even more important. Another thing that I do, and I highly recommend, is you have some gratitude, like straight away. Like, I will often be like, oh, I'm so grateful for that night's sleep. I am so grateful that the sun is shining. I'm so grateful that I'm alive and well. And then the next piece that I highly recommend is that you have some sort of mantra. And you would have heard me say this before, but one that I love is, it's another beautiful day in paradise. And, you know, I've said this to myself when it was freezing cold in Sydney, when it certainly wasn't a beautiful day in paradise, but I just say it anyway, because my unconscious mind doesn't know the difference. So pick yourself a mantra And do it. Say it to yourself. Be very aware of that moment you become conscious and the things that are going to love, that are going to support you. Now, what I don't want you to do is be all on your own case, like, oh my God, Emma, you didn't remember to do that thing, because this is the issue. Okay. This is where we're tripping ourselves up. So if you forget the first day, fine, but set the intention that you're going to start your day with more love in these simple ways. Now, the next thing when it comes to self-love, it's all about the language. It's the language that you use towards yourself. It's the way you speak to yourself. It's the way you connect with yourself. Like, are you being your best friend or your greatest critic? One of my all-time favorite things to do that I learned from Louise Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life, is all the research of why it's so powerful to look yourself in the eye, in the mirror, and tell yourself that you love you, is coming to light. Like, if you haven't read, Mel Robbins, The High Five Habit, there's loads of research in there. If you've got a brain like mine that needs research and proof of how powerful it is to look yourself in the eye, and give yourself, in her case, is a high five. So what I want you to do, the next part of your self-love journey, is I literally want you to go and stand in front of the mirror, whether it's, you know, after you've got out of the shower in the morning, but in the morning preferably, but you can do it before bed as well. And I just want you to look yourself in the eye, and I want you to tell yourself, you're awesome. Oh my God, you did so well today. I love you. Acknowledge yourself for something that you did. High five yourself, like Mel Robbins, like high five yourself, because there's so many neural pathways that'll just fire off. Because when we get high fives, we're so conditioned to know that's a really good thing. That's a supportive thing. We've done good thing. So I want you to take time in your day to actually look yourself in the eye, in the mirror, and say nice things to yourself. Okay. These simple two, like that little wake up routine, then you're looking yourself in the mirror, looking at yourself in the mirror and telling yourself that you love yourself, that you're awesome, having a bit of conversation, acknowledging yourself. These are going to make a significant difference. Okay. I want to give you a little bit of an example. So I've been working a lot. Okay. And I know you hear me say this a lot, but I have been working quite a bit, and it's because, honestly, I think part of me is addicted to it because I love my work. I love connecting with you guys. I love being able to serve and support people. I love being able to set people free, you know, so people don't have to go through the long and arduous journey I went through to really heal their mental health, but also to create a life of their dreams. And one thing that if I get too into my work, and because we're on this amazing adventure, it's literally like when I'm not working, I'm playing, which sounds awesome, but I'm not actually being nice to me. I'm not carving out time in my day to be nice to me specifically. So when we first crossed over here, I wasn't doing my morning routine, which you guys know is meditation, it's gratitude, it's journaling, it's really connecting with me. I'm always connecting with who I'm becoming. And in that short period of time, when we got to a place where we could surf for the first time, I went surfing and I'd like, my confidence had just flopped. Like it had just, wow, I felt like I was back at square one again. And of course I wasn't. This is the important point. Of course I wasn't. But I didn't click right at the time what was going on. Now, in the last week or so, I've been heavily investing in literally that morning routine that I've been telling you about. So waking up, giving myself a cuddle, literally as I walk to the bathroom, because obviously we have to walk to the toilet outside of the van. And as I'm walking there, I'm hugging myself, I'm saying nice things instead of the usual, oh my God, you have to hurry up, Emma, move your fucking ass. I'm telling myself I love you. Oh my God, this is a good, look at you. You're walking, you're a champion. This is beautiful. Look at those amazing legs. Like, and I'm going over the top. Like really, you know, it's something, especially when I first came to understanding the brain, like I was always very cynical about, oh, Tony Robbins is a bit rah, rah, or, you know, a bunch of other people that I would follow. I'd be a bit like, oh, that's a bit cheesy. No. You know what, guys? It's cheesy. I love cheesy right now. I love it now because honestly, it works. All right. So overindulge, love yourself on the big scale. Anyway, so I've done this, a week and a half. I can notice the difference in a couple of really, really important ways. Number one, when I am, given that we're on the beach nearly every day, seeing people in bathers, all of a sudden I notice myself going, oh my God, she looks amazing. Oh my God, he looks amazing. They look gorgeous. Like bodies that 2 days ago I would have just thought, or not 2 days ago, a week or so ago, I would have thought, oh God, I have to work out. You know, like my fear, my unconscious fears about myself, about my body image, about all of those things just would rise up. And I'd see it in my external reality because I would see someone and go, oh my God, that reminds me I need to lose weight, or that reminds me I need to eat less chips, or, you know, it would be negative. Whereas literally a week and a half of me investing in this, I'm out on the beach thinking, oh my God, she looks gorgeous. And I would literally say to Jess, like, she's rocking that bikini. Even to the point where we met this amazing woman who, it was her 70th birthday. And 2 days earlier, I'd seen her coming out of the bathrooms and she had a towel wrapped around her, and there was just something about her walk. And I'm like, whoa, like she's nailing it. Like that is aging goals right there. And I started talking to this lady later on. And we had this great conversation, and like she was totally someone who's just nailed aging, and she's so sexy, and she's 70, and she's, you know, flamboyant and joyous and happy. But like my filters wouldn't let me see these people when I was getting up in the morning and criticizing myself. All of a sudden, you know, I'm being really loving and kind to myself. I'm starting to see the world really differently. I'm seeing these people that are inspiring. I'm seeing the potential in others. I'm seeing how people are rocking their bodies, you know, any shape, any size, and it's not reflecting back on me like, oh my God, I need to ... I feel really good about me, and I haven't changed anything, you know, like I'm still doing my exercise. I still weigh exactly the same. I still look the same in a bikini, but I feel like all of a sudden I have gone from like a 14 to an 8. And this is like, this in itself is like gold, all right? And I want you guys to understand this is how simple it is when we invest in our morning and night routine. And night routine I'm going to get to in a little bit, and you can answer some questions for yourself. But the next part, right? So here I am going back to the surfing bit, get on the surfboard, bit like, oh God, I've lost it. Oh, look at all those people out there. They're awesome. I'm hopeless. And really sitting in this place where the ego is just ruling the school, the not good enough school. So anyway, I do this. I start to see the 70-year-old sexy lady. Everything is starting to, the world is looking brighter. Then today I'm out with my kids, my Cooper and Oscar actually. That we bought skimboards recently. They're learning to skimboard. And before, like a few weeks ago when they were learning, I was like, oh, I'd love to have a go. Oh, but I'll just hurt myself. And I just didn't even give it. And in fact, I gave it one go and I was like, oh, I'm afraid I'm going to hurt myself. And then I put it down. Then today we're out on the skimboards. We're in this amazing place. I can feel that sacral, like, oh, curiosity rising me. Like I want to have a go. Like my response is give me a turn. And literally an hour out, I'm on the beach learning to skimboard. And all of a sudden I've gone from being, oh God, I can't do this, to, yeah, I don't care. I'm just going to have a go. And I took as Cooper said, I ate a bit of sand, filled my bathers with sand, had a brilliant time and got the hang of it. And in this simple example of how self-love, the way we speak to ourselves, the words we choose, the actions we choose towards ourselves, this is the massive impact they're going to have on our day-to-day life. Imagine if it wasn't skimboarding. Imagine if it was business. You know, when it comes to business, every time my business takes a massive leap, it's when I'm being kind and loving to myself. You know, it's really crazy. We're in a quieter time now. We don't have anything that's launching soon. Although I do want to talk about something exciting for next year. We don't have any big things on the, over the next few weeks. I don't have any private clients at the moment. I couldn't help myself, but I had to take a few unpacks for our HDX members. I couldn't help myself. I love it too much. Okay. Get off my case. Just kidding. But the moment I invest in my self-love and self-worth, the business just grows. I literally just did the financials for last month at the end of the month, and I was like, wow, that's mental. What happened in the second half of last month? Oh, I just invested in my self-worth. I talked to myself nicely and believed in magic. Wow. So these are the things I want you to understand. There's so many of us out there telling you, you've got to do this and you've got to do that and add a bit of this and a bit of a left here and a bit of a right there and just da-da. These things are simple, yeah? I want you to understand that if you can just shift your morning routine, and I'm going to give you the nighttime routine as well, which, let's be honest, you've heard it all before, you can have massive shifts in your life. It's when we don't invest in ourselves from a self-love point of view, from a kindness point of view, from a giving ourselves the time and space and really hearing ourselves point of view. When we invest in these places, everything changes like magic. Yeah, like magic. So, nighttime routine. This is another thing that had dropped away for me because we're traveling and because we were doing all sorts of different other things. And I was like, oh, I'll just stay up a bit later. And then by the time it was a bit later, inverted commas, there was no time to read and journal. So literally my morning routine and my nighttime routine had been removed. And of course my self-worth just went like a little balloon, like a big balloon that just poof. So nighttime routine's really important because what we think about last sets up our dreaming time. It sets up how our brain goes into rest, restore, recover, restore, rest, whatever. You know what I mean? So it's going into this time where it's doing the three R's. And the last thing that we think about is really going to set up that process. So if we have our mind in a high vibrational and our energy in a high vibrational state, not too high, because that's one of my problems. If I get too excited about anything, I can't sleep. But if you have it in a higher state or a state of joy or a state of peace or something like that, then you literally are setting yourself up to win again in the morning. So, bedtime routine. One of the things that I really encourage you to do is get your journal out and anything that came up, anything that tripped you up in the day, anything that was challenging, anything that was fear or ego-based, shadow-based, any of it, get it up, deal with it, write it out. This is a great time for forgiveness. This is a great time for awareness. And the awareness might be, for example, I will definitely write something tonight about skimboarding. I noticed that I had some of those fear thoughts, but I did it anyway. And oh my goodness, I had so much fun. So really investing in acknowledging the fear, like, yep, it was there, but I chose to do something different. And oh my goodness, this is the result I got. This is how it felt in my body. So that. Then I always recommend that I always do a bit of daydreaming in my journal, because I used to daydream a lot before I went to sleep. As a kid, it didn't keep me awake. As an adult, it keeps me awake for hours and I get too excited. So I just do a little bit of what I call either like future self or just manifestation daydreaming, things that I'd like to create. So I just get in that place. And then I finish up with some gratitude. And being a 3-5 man gen with emotional authority, yes, this changes around all often, but I do keep those things pretty solid, as in they're in my routine. And gratitude's really important, because if you can finish with gratitude, you're really setting your mind, your brain up to get to recover, to heal, to let go, to dream big dreams. I also set the intention to remember my dreams in the morning and write them out. I've been having massive dreams lately, but I haven't been remembering them in the morning because I wasn't journaling about it. So once I set the intention, then every morning I'll literally, even if it just starts with like one tiny thing I can remember, then every day it gets a little bit more. So I get that many people can't, inverted commas, remember their dreams the next day, but you really can. You just have to build the muscle. So anything that you remembered, oh, I was wearing red shoes, just write that down. And then you'll notice that every day you can remember a little bit more and a little bit more. And then I always read a book. I read a story book, non-fiction, I should say. Sorry, a fiction. I always got that confused as a kid. Fiction, non-fiction. A story, something that is really easy reading, just to wind down and head off to sleep. And sometimes I'll meditate as well. But it's interesting because I want you to understand that it's not so much the doing, but it's the being. All right. So you might be a projector and say, oh my God, that's way too much stuff to do. So don't do all the stuff, but make sure you're investing your being in you. Like what do you want to do? You know, how do you want to feel when you wake up in the morning? Because that's going to set you up for the day. And how do you want to feel as you doze off to sleep? Because that's going to set you up for your dreaming, your sleep time. And that sets you up for the next day. So really be conscious about that routine for yourself. And most of all, what I want you to understand is these little things that sometimes we think don't make a difference. I am confident that today I've given you some really clear examples of why and how these little things make such a massive difference to all of us, whether it's in work, whether it's in play or relationships. You know, point out the things that you love about yourself in a relationship and your relationship will get better. It will be a fantastic relationship. So that's it for my self-love check-in. A couple of journal questions for you. I do want to add, I know you guys have listened to this a lot, so you probably have them already, but I also want you to do at night what I love about myself today and what I rocked at today. Okay, so you're really setting yourself up to see, acknowledge, and value yourself. So there is something very exciting I want to share with you guys really quickly. Next year, I'm going to be running a human design shadow program where I've combined human design and all of my other behavioral work when it comes to shadow and healing things like the inner child and put them in one place. And it's going to be a group coaching program, not necessarily big groups. They'll be relatively small groups. And it's actually going to dive deep into your specific shadow. I think that's one of the challenges I had before coming to human design is I was like, yeah, but what really is my shadow? Like, is it this belief or is it this, you know, is that what it is? And I couldn't quite, even nail the specific fears. I was very like, oh, I'm not sure. Again, because I was very mind identified, but I also have an open head and Ajna. So there was like getting certainty on my shadow could even be challenging. So one of the really powerful things is when we integrate human design into shadow work, we can create such significant change in a much shorter period of time. So next year, I'm going to take people through this amazing program. It's going to be a group coaching program to absolutely transform their lives through healing their shadow. So if that is something that sounds like you want to be in, then just go to the link in the show notes and you can join the waitlist, meaning that you can find out everything about it as soon as there is information ready to go, like dates and content and all that sort of stuff. All right, beautiful humans, thanks for joining. Thanks for lasting so long. I really appreciate it. You're awesome. Good luck on your self-love journey. I would love to hear how you went. You know, please record the upgrades that happen in your life as you do these simple things. It's definitely time just to touch base with that, with your self-worth and self-love and upgrade it again. It's been a big year. Thanks, beautiful humans. I look forward to having you on the next podcast. Bye for now. Thanks, everyone, for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.